about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
The word of the day is meditate. As in, shut your freaking eyes and envision the success you're going to see today, Queen. Meditate on it, understand it, because there are going to be haters and challenges today, but we're going to rebuke them.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What song title best describes you?
You know what? Honestly, the song that describes me best is the national anthem.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person. The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
And now.
I say, why is getting up at 6 in the morning like a pig's tail?
Why is getting up at 6 in the a.m. like a pig's tail?
It's twirling.
Look at her.
Our feature presentation.
What was that?
Whoa.
Why?
That wasn't even a dad joke. That was like a great, great, great grandpa joke.
And everybody's laughing just because you don't want to upset grandpa.
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That doesn't...
You can't what? Do that, Jensen.
No, I mean, I thought that was the end of the joke.
The knock knock?
We got to take that knock
is
knock.
Is never
drop
the end of the
him.
Joke. No, just no, so you know, knock knock is never the end of any
I
joke.
I got to learn it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new show. It is Thursday morning, the 27th of February.
Yeah.
Right.
Allie, did you stay up and watch your Love is Blind show?
No, I didn't, Kevin, because it's tonight at midnight.
I thought it was last night.
No.
Because you said it was Thursday. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Thursday night at midnight, which I guess essentially would be Friday. But
right.
Listen, I don't pretend to know how time works, but tonight, let me take this moment to apologize to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that has said, how dare you
talk
about this show? I thought I'd just watch one.
Oh, no.
I'm 6 hours in.
Right. You
I
got
apologize.
People hooked?
It's crack. It is.
The first hit is free.
First hit is free. I gave you that hit. I played some clips. But it is troubling the amount of people that are mad at me when I said point blank, it's awful. You're going to get sucked in. Run. Don't do it. I might not have said run,
you
don't do it.
You didn't say run, don't do it, for sure.
Yeah, it is something, and it's awful.
Straight garbage.
Can't wait for tonight. So, yeah, that's what's going on in my life. Hmm. Pretty cool.
It was pretty action-packed at my place. Mm-hmm. I tried a Shamrock Shake.
Wow.
This yeah. is
what
this
a crazy day you had. Did you lay down after that?
I rested beforehand.
Beforehand,
well,
okay.
Sure.
Didn't need anything after. Sure.
Yeah. That's your review?
That's your review.
Yeah.
Is it perfectly fine?
It's fine.
Okay.
I officially gave it a 6.5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I had never had one before. I plan on going back to have the Oreo one.
Okay.
Oh, much better.
As you know, they have a new one.
Yes.
But it was, it's fine. It's a little too shamrocky.
Well, you posted it, and my thought, looking at the picture, was... That's a lot of shamrock.
It was a lot of shamrock.
It seemed extra green, to be honest. Did you say...
Oh, so they made him a poor one?
Yeah. Did you say, really Irish it up?
No.
Is that what happened?
No, I ordered it regular. I said shamrock shake. They said, would you like whipped cream? I said, when in Rome? And then they handed me... I went to Rome for the shamrock shake.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long way.
But they handed it to me, had it. Was fine. Very, like you said, a little minty looking.
Uh-huh.
Maybe had a little too much, but not what everyone was claiming it to be here on the show.
I wasn't claiming that.
Well, I mean, someone had called in and said Shamrock Shake, and then this one on the left, the female one, she celebrated. Oh, it's so good, but...
I like a Shamrock Shake.
Right.
And my body doesn't,
what,
but I do.
What would you rate it? Higher than a 6.5?
Yeah, I'd give it probably a 7.5 or an 8.
Oh, wow.
Very high.
Yeah, I enjoy a Shamrock Shake. But again, it's probably the you can't get it all the time.
Right.
It's that type of thing.
You love what you can't have.
Yeah, you think it might be a little better than it actually is because you can only have it this time of year.
Right.
When we celebrate.
But the chocolate shake is the 10. That's the...
I think you're right.
That's the chocolate shake is the 10.
Really? I'd go vanilla over chocolate.
Oh, I definitely... Vanilla. By the way, I definitely pick vanilla over chocolate.
Yeah.
You're both
the
nuts.
The shake, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Not a question.
The chocolate just tastes like a little
like
chalky.
Chocolate.
No, like in my mouth.
And vanilla tastes good?
Mm.
Vanilla's great.
Yeah. I'm more of a vanilla shake person.
Agreed. Same. And dipping fries, as you know, is a true pastime at McDonald's.
In?
Into the shake.
The shake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depends on the shake.
Well, listen.
I'm not doing Shamrock. Yes. I'm not doing Shamrock.
No, Shamrock. No, okay. Six and a half. I said 6.5.
No, but I'm saying you just said
fries in the shake?
Dipping fries. I'm saying no.
No, I'm not a monster.
A minty fry. Oh,
not a monster.
How dare you do that to McDonald's glorious glistening fries? Honestly, what is it about, like, that sheen? Like, it's in your car. It's in the bag right next to you. You can't not eat them on your way to your home or wherever you're going with the fries. It, like, catches the light and you just see it.
I don't have a problem with seeing it as much as smelling it.
The smelling.
So good.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
That's a good fry right there.
They do a good fry.
They really do.
Best ones.
Don't put it in a shake unless it's chocolate.
Fair. We're really hitting the big topics this morning.
We shouldn't get political, guys.
I don't turn on the radio. I don't turn on K-Rock for politics.
Yesterday, I spent 4 hours watching soccer in Spanish.
Oh.
So I had that going on. You guys say, I don't know how to party.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Do you like figure out what they're saying, or you're just watching for the action?
Both. I'm starting to learn Spanish slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the games that I love are only on Univision, mm-hmm. and they're not on English versions. But now I've come to love the announcers more on the Spanish version, so I will choose that one if I have the option.
Wow.
Really? Do you put on subtubles
no.
or do you just go with it?
I just go with it and see what I can sort of see what I can recognize.
Excellent.
So, but you're getting the real true goal calls.
Yes, that's what's important.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And I know the players and I know the game, so I don't really need them to explain it to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I'm getting everything they're saying yet.
You're not getting the subtext of the game.
Right.
So 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That was what, one game?
Two.
Hmm.
Two games. Only baseball can take 4 hours for one game.
Yeah.
Football, no.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other sport that could take 4 hours?
No. I mean,
tennis
that's
can
if,
go
yeah.
really long. Championship points and, yeah.
I mean, I hate to bring this up right at the end of our opening segment,
mm-hmm.
but this weekend I am going to interview people at the Oprah sort of, I guess it's like a power summit.
Uh-huh.
She's having it here at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
I found out the people that are going, it's an 8-hour event.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So I'm very excited to talk to these people.
When was the last time you guys went to an 8-hour event of any type?
Never have.
Never.
Never have.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Even like weenie roast and stuff is...
We keep it to at least 4 or 5.
Maybe 8 if you see the first band on the side stage, maybe.
Maybe.
Will people be drinking as much at the Oprah event as I did during a weenie roast?
I think it's kombucha or death. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that they have pure alcohol at the Oprah event.
8 hours.
I don't think there's anyone that can drink as much as you did at that weenie roast.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Oprah would even be impressed.
Correct, yeah.
I hope so.
Should we call you on stage and say, this woman can drink?
Look at this
Thank
hero.
You. You get a new liver. Oh, sad times.
All right, let's talk about this morning's show, shall we?
I don't give a f***. I got paid already.
Have you guys seen the Walmart story? Walmart is taking over the world, mm-hmm. as you know. And they're now offering teeth cleaning.
Okay.
At the Walmart.
Interesting.
They are offering Zumba classes.
Where they do the teeth
at the
cleaning?
Walmart.
At
I'm
Walmart.
Not positive
okay.
exactly if it's a different place or
yeah.
they just.
It's not like just in the middle of aisle 6.
I don't think so.
Okay,
but I'm not positive.
All right.
You can also talk to a therapist for a buck a minute.
That seems
like a peanut sketch.
It is. I know. I know.
You think it's Lucy?
Yeah.
So the guy doesn't have much money, but I got big problems, so I have to talk fast.
Right.
Wow.
So they're going to pretty much rule the world here in a minute or two, basically.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Although none of that sounds good, but we'll get into it.
All right. We have tickets for the LA Kings game mm-hmm. Saturday. We're going to a suite. We're going to invite you to join us as well. Jensen saw his therapist at a movie. Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yep. Yep.
But it happened.
It happened, and I...
Your response was weird.
I regret it a little.
Oh, no.
But, I mean...
Jensen attacked him. Cold cock.
No,
yes, right there in
down
the theater.
Number one. The arc light.
Mm-hmm. Number one, you misogynist. My therapist is a woman. They're
she would have kicked your ass.
Even
then.
Smarter than men. I reacted strange.
Okay.
I admit it.
And Dr. Drew will be on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to sit back and let him apologize about how wrong he was about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't.
We're like just going to say, Dr. Drew, go ahead. We're waiting.
We're giving him airtime to say he's sorry.
Yes.
He should at least accept it.
Correct.
And do the right thing.
The coronavirus is nothing. Everybody's making a big deal out of it.
Don't worry about
it. Just more worried about the flu.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh.
And now one in every three Americans has the coronavirus.
Yeah. I don't know.
I heard a guy say that. Too.
Really?
I heard every cruise ship is infected.
I don't think
any cruise ship
you
see in the water is infected with coronavirus.
Yeah. All of the people.
Don't believe that's that what I heard. At all.
I heard that.
Okay.
From a guy on the radio just now.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a mask.
Oh, I thought that was your face.
Oh, that's rude.
Plus, don't forget the April Foolishness, Saturday, April 4th at the Microsoft Theater, featuring Adam Carolla, Fortune Feimster, Jeff Garland, Jen Kirkman, Adam Ray, and Steve-O, and special guest, Clownvis.
Yes.
Huge.
Tickets go on sale to the public tomorrow at 10 a.m., but this morning there's the K-Rock pre-sale at 10 a.m.
Yep.
You just have to go to krock.com and be a street team member. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. Remember, we're not on the air yet, so we're good.
We're good.
It's just another rehearsal.
Okay.
Allie, what's happening?
I had mentioned this at the end of the show, which is a quick little snippet, but the show Love is Blind, which has become a phenomenon. Everyone talking about it. An unscripted guilty pleasure.
On Netflix?
On Netflix. Finale tonight. They're releasing it at midnight our time. It's a 2-hour finale. But they're going to have a reunion special of sorts, but not on Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix's YouTube channel on March 5th.
I don't care.
What are you doing, Netflix? Put it on Netflix.
That's pretty weird.
And have us watch it right after. I mean, come on, guys.
This, but isn't that them giving you the drug dealer taste?
Well, I don't know, because if you haven't been watching on Netflix, do you care about
that? You're not going to watch a reunion special of a thing you didn't know anything about.
Maybe it's a recap. Maybe it's got, you know, you can watch it and get the whole season, or at least, you know, figure it out enough to want to go check it out on Netflix.
Oh, someone's in the pocket of big YouTube channel. It's very strange to me, but am I going to watch it? Yeah, I'm going to watch it, you guys. Here's the thing. They said it appears the Atlanta-based cast of 20 participants will be part of the reunion special. So people you literally saw in the first episode, then never saw again because they just were boring or just weren't into it.
You won't recognize them now either.
No. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, who's that guy? Oh, they were pouring wine in the first episode. That's all you're going to get. But again, finale tonight, it's 2 hours. And then the Love is Blind reunion special premiering March 5th on Netflix's YouTube channel. I never thought I'd watch a reality show.
Here you are, really?
Oh, yeah.
This is the first reality show you've watched?
I've caught snippets of ones before, but I've never watched an actual season of a show. Like, okay.
Are you speaking English right now?
She's going to be like building a pod in her house. She's so into
it. I'm into it. Let me take that back. I have watched like American Idol, the first season when Kelly Clarkson won. I watched that for sure. But I've never watched Survivor, Amazing Race.
You're missing out.
Catch
both
a
of those
few
are
minutes.
So good.
I just don't. People get like dirty and sweaty. Mm-hmm. You know my feelings about that.
Allie?
Yeah.
Is episode 10 the finale?
Yes.
I'm watching it right now.
Oh, released early?
So was it last night?
It was released at 12:01 this morning.
Oh, Kevin,
oh,
right.
I'm such an idiot.
Kevin was right.
I'm such an idiot. I don't.
Kevin.
Remember
I'm so
when I
excited.
Said I don't know how time works?
Yes.
I really don't. Yeah, that makes sense. That is
so my
Thursday.
Plan when I came in is let's have people call and spoil it for Allie.
Right.
Because that would be funny.
There's absolutely no spoiling.
And then she said it was Thursday night at midnight. I was like, oh, that doesn't work. Then.
You know you can't spoil a show. Like, them not getting married is not spoiled. That's duh.
What everyone knows.
Of course not. Oh, my God. That changes everything, you guys.
I totally thought that that's what you said, too.
No, that makes perfect sense.
I just
fast
forward to the end. You want to know what happens?
Yes.
I don't know. It's just an empty room.
No.
Okay, cool.
They all died.
They all died.
Oh, no.
Leaving the pods alone.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a whole different pod. They're, like, beamed up. They were aliens the whole time.
That's sad.
How did I think 12:01 Thursday literally meant 12 o'clock, like, going into Friday?
I mean, you're using the right logic, which is if it was Thursday night at 12:01 a.m.,
that would be Friday.
That is Friday. But it was last night, which is Thursday.
Yeah. Wow. Don't listen to me.
That's good advice.
Ever. When it's math or numbers or time.
Look, we've said this before.
Facts.
Double get a second and maybe third source
for
anything that you hear on this show.
For sure. Woo!
Safe way to go.
All right. Good times, you guys. I would have taken today off.
How'd you know?
Okay, yeah, Dave, I don't need tomorrow off then. I'll still come in tomorrow. No problem. All right, guys, this is an interesting story. We're all talking about Kobe's memorial and how amazingly strong Vanessa Bryant was. How could she have gotten up there and been so poised and so full of grace talking about her child and the love of her life that were lost?
And the things she was saying were so heartfelt. Oh. You would think she would just break down and sob.
Absolutely. Well, insiders say it almost didn't happen. According to E!, Vanessa Bryant's speech was always tentative until the last minute, so much so that she had to give the host Jimmy Kimmel a signal before he introduced her on stage, indicating whether she was going to speak or not.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The amount of strength that took to get through that whole speech is a miracle.
Can't even imagine. It was such a beautiful...
Do you think it was like a baseball signal where she was touching her elbow and her arm?
I don't think so much. With
doing like
the
helmet? Doing like the angels in the outfield bird?
No. I think it was probably just a quick hand signal that no one caught. Mm. In other news, eBay has pulled items from Kobe's memorial off of their site. Good. According to TMZ, several fans who attended the memorial decided to sell the items like pins, shirt, programs. Mm. One extra large shirt sold for $2,025. eBay said that the items were removed because of a policy that they have in place that prohibits sellers from profiting off, quote, human tragedy or suffering. Right. It's a bummer that any of them even got up there and could be sold. What is wrong with you that you put that on eBay to make money?
Honestly,
from someone's death.
I don't know.
And then whoever bought it for $2,000, you're going to wear that and be like, oh no, it wasn't there. I bought this off eBay.
Oh,
like,
they'll straight lie on that one.
They'll just say
of course.
There. Right. Okay. For $2,000, it's a lie.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Guys, I have got a lot of Love Is Blind to watch, so...
Going to watch 5 minutes in every break?
You have to wait. Right.
Probably. Some birthdays for you. Chili from TLC. Hmm. Rosanda Thomas. JWoww from the Jersey Shore. Josh Groban and Kate Mara. Is Kate Mara... Nope.
Hmm.
Who's dating Joaquin? Is that Rooney?
Yeah. Rooney. Rooney Mara.
Rooney Mara, her sister.
Yeah.
Work through it.
Yeah. So happy birthday to the one not dating Joaquin Phoenix. I think Kate Mara is married to the guy that played Bernie Taupin in Rocket Man. Again, source me on that. And that's what's happening.
What is happening right now?
It's a good question.
So the headline reads, checkup for $30, teeth cleaning $25.
That seems like a deal.
Walmart gets into healthcare.
Okay, that's not a deal.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Is expanding.
So you could get a health checkup, like a doctor's visit.
Yeah, like a physical.
And a teeth cleaning.
Yes.
But at Walmart.
Yes.
I mean, for those prices, cool.
Are you checking to see if they're licensed doctors or dentists?
I assume they would be.
I would assume they would be too, but maybe we should double check on that. You could also talk about your anxieties with a counselor for $1 a minute.
Hmm. Okay, that's
a deal. It's a deal, though.
Can you imagine? And then my mom said, I'm sorry, you're out of time. You have more than $6? I don't.
Oh, you've got pennies. You're just like chucking.
Let me go check my car.
If I was Walmart, though, I would be like, we're looking for a therapist, but they have to talk very slow.
Oh, no.
Very slow talking therapists.
Here's what I know. I lived in Arkansas for a little bit while I was going to college, and Walmart was the only thing in town.
Oh, sure.
So you'd say, what do you want to do today? And you go, I guess go to Walmart. Like it was the only thing to do, the only place to go.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could get a physical, get your teeth cleaned.
I mean, one-stop shopping.
Right?
Because they already have haircuts there, I know. That's part of the Walmart lore.
A lot have the eye centers
there
as well. Check your eyes, yes.
So, I mean, what's not to love? A $25 teeth cleaning? Yes, please.
All right, so we know what the next bid is. Let's send her to Calhoun, Georgia. Get your teeth cleaned at Walmart?
It's a little expensive if you have to travel to Georgia.
Yeah, it seems far.
But that's just where it's starting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to expand. And it makes a lot of sense because a lot of people don't have insurance.
Yeah, no, that stuff's all great. I just wonder if, this will change the healthcare industry in general, because everyone could start doing this and it would be good. It's just we have to make sure these people know what they're doing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't just want the guy that's in aisle six cleaning up a mess to come over and clean your teeth.
No.
Yeah. Or the therapist who's cool with the 25 cents they're pulling every hour from the dollar.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It doesn't seem like you're going to get the best healthcare that way.
Possibly not.
All right. Well, let's call. Mm-hmm.
We're calling the Calhoun Walmart. Okay.
Seems like a pretty good idea.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-uh.
I don't feel like that's working.
Well, I have to call him again.
All right, let's try it.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Walmart.
Thank God.
Oh, hey. Who's this?
This is Paul. How may I assist you today?
Did you just answer the phone and then hang it right back up?
Yeah, we have some technical difficulties over with all the things going on that we're implementing now. Mm-hmm. It's getting a little frisky over here.
Frisky?
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about how you guys now have checkups for $30 and teeth cleaning for $25 and therapy for $1 a minute.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, my bosses over here, they're really implementing some great stuff. I think they decided after the major success of the over-the-counter drug business in 2018 and a $36 billion revenue, they add some more stuff. So yeah, we're going to try it out.
So are you doing any of these things? What do you do at the Walmart?
Well, it's funny that they're going to have me test this out. I mean, you guys heard about the therapy. I'm not really a licensed therapist.
Well, that was our question. Is how much can you get for a buck a minute?
Okay advice, I guess. But
advice doesn't seem very professional.
Well, so what do you want for a dollar a minute? I mean, you know, you get what you pay for.
That's a good point.
You get what you pay for. But, yeah, we're going to try that out. You know, I had done a tooth extraction. So, actually, we're going to start with our dentistry department right now. We have our first patient. Come on.
Wait a minute. You're doing?
Sit still, you son of a bitch.
Wait, hold on. No.
Stop moving, goddammit.
It's supposed to be just a cleaning.
You got a lot of cavities, so sit still.
He just wants a cleaning.
Almost done. Sit still. All right, we're finishing up. All right. There we go.
Paul, do you have any dentistry experience? I mean, what are you doing?
I did stay at a Holiday Inn the other night.
No, that's not
the same. Really not the same.
All right, sir, if you step over here, we're going to start our Zumba class right now.
Oh, they have a Zumba.
Zumba class, right?
They do have a Zumba class.
All right, everybody now.
Wait,
he's heading up the Zumba class?
Right after the dentist?
Now move to the left. And move to the right.
With the same guy from
now
the dentist.
Now move to the left.
I'm in so much pain.
Oh, I feel like he shouldn't be in the class.
I see you, home appliances. You move your booty.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Okay, I can't.
You can't. Look, don't make him.
Paul, do you see anything weird about, you know, Walmart giving these health, courses and stuff, but also selling cigarettes?
I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, they do say a pack a day keeps the doctor away.
No one says that, Paul.
So I think we're getting underway here. You guys remember that the successful Mason Ramsey, that little 11-year-old kid?
Oh, the yodel kid.
So in honor of him, we're going to do yodeling classes over here right after the Zumba class.
What?
Let's kick it off.
I don't hear anyone. Is no one taking the class?
Is it you?
Yo, come on, everybody, sing!
I'm in too much pain!
Same guy!
Take better care of your teeth, sir.
One guy.
Oh, we're doing balloon animal training.
What classes are these?
A lot.
We're going to turn that into a giraffe. We can make it a hot dog. If you take the left balloon and turn it in right, you get a lion. We're almost done here.
I didn't read that they were doing any of these classes.
Here we go.
Walmart's doing everything.
A very long balloon.
Animal. That's a huge balloon animal.
Here's your taco, sir.
Thank you.
We're also doing...
What is going... There's more, really?
For all our Jewish customers, we're going to be doing bar and bat mitzvahs.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
Wow. Around. It's time to bar mitzvah little Eric here on aisle four. Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila.
You can't do it anywhere... Any place better than aisle four? Okay.
All right.
You got a lot of Jews down there in Calhoun, Georgia?
Well, we got a couple.
Okay.
A couple, right.
And then last but not least, after all the success, if those are a success, mm-hmm. we're going to do zookeeper licensing.
Oh,
that's not
no.
even a thing.
Yeah, so
what
are you talking about? Let's bring the bear.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Stand back, Blue. Stand back. Why'd they bring such an angry bear in here?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Hard for us.
Is it? I think somebody's.
Hello?
Paul's in trouble.
Oh, Paul.
Paul?
Clean up on aisle 7. We have a lot of blood here.
Okay. All right.
The K-Rock Fleet presale of the April Foolishness, Saturday, April 4th at Microsoft Theater, is today at 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today at 10. If you'd like to buy your tickets, you can do that. You can go to krock.com, be a street team member. You'll get the password, and you can buy those tickets starting today at 10. Everybody else is tomorrow at 10.
And it's all headliners.
Yes.
That's the thing, is that every comedian who goes up there, normally, that's who you see alone. You yep. don't see them all together in one night.
And again, they all make money on Saturdays, mm-hmm. and they're taking that Saturday off so that they can do this for free, so that yeah. we can give the money to charity, yeah. which
Amazing.
I think is a very cool thing. All right, Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, Ryan Johnson is spilling some stuff that I think a lot of filmmakers might be a little mad at.
Mm.
Some secrets, if you will. This was in a Vanity Fair video that he posted. The director of Knives Out revealed that Apple will permit film productions to use its products on screen, but with one very big caveat. What do you think that caveat would be?
They have to say it's from Apple?
They okay. can't degrade Apple in the script.
Okay. Both very doable, yeah. right?
Okay.
Nope. A villain cannot have an iPhone in any movie.
Really?
So if, like, somebody sends the villain a text, you're not going to see that from an Apple phone.
It'll be like an old iPhone. Flip phone?
Yeah, it's an old flip phone, or it's like, ooh, I'm a villain. I have Samsung.
Look
like,
at me. I'm a terrible man with my Android.
It's so crazy. But he said if you're ever watching a mystery movie, bad guys cannot have iPhones on camera. And then he went on to say,
who knew?
Every single filmmaker who has a bad guy in their movie that's supposed to be a secret wants to murder me right now.
Had no idea.
Probably a good point. I know, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Representatives for Apple have not commented on the story.
I mean, it makes sense, though.
It does make sense. Sort like of. The same way if somebody's drinking a soda, you never see them toss it in a trash can because mm-hmm. those soda companies like a Coke or a Pepsi wants you to recycle, that type of thing. So they...
Never noticed that either. What else you got?
Sometimes when you're washing your hair, you're like, and then you have to make the orgasm sound because you're using that product.
You're just talking about that commercial.
Yeah, I can't think
Did
of it.
Did you guys know that they never show a goodbye or a hang up on the phone ever?
What?
TVs, movies.
Like,
they never say goodbye ever. They just say,
that can't be
no,
true,
this
Kevin.
Is true. I'll
like,
bet you $20.
Are you talking about on a cell phone?
When you're
or
talking
on
a phone, doesn't
like,
matter.
Landline.
When you're talking on a phone, and then they say, yeah, I'll meet you at 3. And then you just move on. There's no one going, all right, see you later. Thanks for calling.
So you're making the broad statement that there are no goodbyes.
Yes.
In movies or television.
Yes.
Ever.
I don't know about old, but none currently. It's
okay.
been a thing for a long time.
So why do you think that
Watch
is?
It. Because nobody wants, it's dull. No one wants to see someone say goodbye.
I can't.
They never say goodbye.
I trust Kevin in a lot of things.
Uh-huh. You don't trust me here?
I have to imagine some TV show has a goodbye. Bye.
Right, well, listen.
See ya. Bye.
At the very
I
least,
don't think
like
so.
The joke of you hang up. No, you hang up.
Ugh,
no, you hang
that
up.
That drives me crazy.
Right.
You know what else drives me crazy? Hey, thanks for calling. Yeah, you too. I'll talk to you soon. You too. This has been fun. Yeah, it's been fun. That goes on forever.
But
that's why they
movies.
Don't do it.
They don't do
not
it. Right.
In
but
movies
not
or TVs.
Movies. Ended it in media.
Oh, we're supposed to meet him at 12 o'clock in the park. And then there's nothing. You don't. Nothing. They don't say goodbye. Maybe source me. But I'm pretty sure. I'm relatively sure.
It's a weird example to have given.
It is.
I
he's like, you know
it.
What they did? They changed it across the board.
Yeah,
I haven't heard. I haven't heard a goodbye in 25 years on TV or movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Hilarious.
I mean,
but source me.
I have a
feeling very soon you're going to be getting a lot of links.
I assume I'm not, Jensen.
All right. Okay.
What do you think of that?
I mean, listen, I would love to hand you that knowledge. I would love to say you're right.
How did this get started? Oh, apples.
Villains.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Apples.
Apples.
So 2 days after his conviction on third-degree rape and criminal sexual act in the first degree, Harvey Weinstein remains in New York City's Bellevue Hospital. He hasn't gone back to jail yet. And by jail, I mean prison. Mm-hmm. He's on 10 medications. He had back surgery, is certified disabled by doctors, and therefore will be monitored closely. Yeah, I could have a doctor tell me that all those things.
With that much money?
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Do they have medical wards in jails where they
can monitor? Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, not with the same treatment he's quote-unquote probably needing.
Yeah.
But he's obviously postponing his
time. His time at Rikers, which doesn't seem like a fun place to go, but maybe you shouldn't rape people. And you won't have to go there.
I do.
Some good advice.
There's a plaque outside the prison that says that.
Yeah. Very large letters. You got to assume he's a garbage can through and through. Like, no matter what, till the end of his days, he's going to be trying to game the system.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
He's awful.
Oh, sure.
Terrible, terrible man.
Agreed.
Guys, there's a new viral challenge from this guy. Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm in him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a venerage. I'm murdering to kill him, but he will evade him. Fill him, kill him, and double the fucking body's literally obliterating. Everything is iterator, renegade him. Hit him, make anybody who want it with the pin afraid. Don't nobody want it, but they're gonna get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a tele killer, be killed. I'm a killer, be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing a killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who enemy. I'll be a receiving enemy. What stupidity gonna be? Every bit of me's the epitome. If it's fitted when I'm in the vicinity, motherfucker, you better duck. You finna be dead the minute you're an enemy. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. I'm about to finish you, bitch. I'm available. You want to battle? I'm available.
I can do that.
Yep.
What the heck just happened?
Is that the Micro Machine guy?
That's Eminem.
Eminem.
And if you can match his speedy flow on the music to get murdered by, that's a track, Godzilla. Godzilla is the song. If you can do it, tweet it, and there's going to be prizes. He's going to repost his favorite takes on the track. Mm-hmm. The contest is sponsored by Al video editing app Triller. So maybe you'll get a Triller. I don't even know I don't even know what any of this is. But you want to hear a lady?
Sure.
Dave's saying it's like a TikTok.
Right.
Oh,
for hip hop. For hip hop.
That I'm assuming Eminem is financially invested.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
Got it. Let's hear this lady.
Fill him with a venom and eliminate him. Otherwise, I'm in. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a fit of rage. I'm murdering him again. Nobody will elevate him.
Fill him with a venom and eliminate him. Otherwise, I'm in. Don't want to hurt him, but I did in a fit of rage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will elevate him. Bam!
Fill with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I minimate him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him with a fit of rage. I murdered him again, but nobody will bait him. Boom.
Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I minimate him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a fit of rage. I murdered him again. Nobody will evade him.
Jensen, could you match that?
No, I've never liked fast rap.
I know, but could you?
I don't think I mean, yeah, if I worked at it. I don't know. Fast rap is always kind of... I mean, I actually really like that Eminem song. It's with Juice WRLD. But I don't know.
Well,
I know I couldn't.
I know if you just do it and then yell boom at the end.
Yeah.
No one notices. Yeah.
That guy was the worst.
He was awful. So if you want to do it, just hashtag Godzilla Challenge and maybe Eminem will see it and maybe he'll repost it. Maybe you'll get one of them their Trillers. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's dying to get on the Trillers.
Everyone's like, I want a Triller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is... It's a lot, you guys.
It is a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. I don't know what those people were doing, but I respect it a little bit, I guess.
Are you saying you want to try it for a segment?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, yeah, if you guys want to do it, I can judge you.
Well, no, I was asking if you would be able to rap.
No.
Okay.
I am not able to do it. Listen, I'm the one that thought Love is Blind came out tonight at midnight.
Right.
I can't be trusted.
You're a little
with anything.
Confused.
As far as coordination.
It's bad. Right. It's bad. All right.
And what's the app?
Thriller.
I don't think it's called Thriller, is
what?
It?
No, it's Triller.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
No, very similar,
No, keep playing
though.
That song. There's nothing problematic about it.
My bad.
Triller.
Keep playing. Let's give him some royalties. we got to get 30 seconds, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. Cade Mara. Remember when I was confused as to who her husband was?
Yes. Last hour.
You said maybe that she was dating Joaquin Phoenix.
No, and that's her sister, Rooney Mara.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I knew Kate Mara was married to the guy that played Bernie Taupin in Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember his name. And then I couldn't remember if that was indeed right. Guess what? It was. It's Jamie Bell, who you might also remember from a little movie where he was just a dancing fool. Just a little redhead out there living his best life. Oh, yeah.
Annie?
I'm Irish. No. Oh. No, not an orphan. He was Billy Elliot, you guys. She married Billy Elliot.
All grown up.
Jamie Bell. No, she married a child who's just dancing.
He's still the same age.
Play We're Thriller. Not play
still
Thriller.
Dancing.
Play
no,
Thriller again.
No. Not after I said married a child.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. We have tickets for the LA Kings suite that we're going to be in Saturday at 12:30. If you'd like to call right now and play a game, 1-800-520-1067. We will talk to you next. Going to the Kings game on Saturday, we want you to come with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to play a game called Real Move, Fake Move.
Real move, fake move. Just like that. Real move, fake move. Just like that. Real move, fake move. Just like that. Hell yeah, Kings game is where it's at.
I like sexy Omar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys by chance see Bailey, the mascot for the Kings, posted a picture from last night's game with Michael Keaton?
I did not see that.
You guys, Michael Keaton was at the game. Do you think he'll come back Saturday?
No, I don't have any way of knowing.
I don't. I think
he
saw
does.
Enough Kings hockey for the whole year.
How dare you?
They won last night. Right. Don't be a dick.
Well, good at least time. We are all going to be hanging out in a very large luxury suite. Food, drinks. Yeah. We're going to be hanging out.
Oh, it's a hang.
That's sure. The fun part.
You want to come to this game with us on Saturday.
Yes.
Screw Michael Keaton. Who
right.
cares
right.
if he's there?
He
You've
may be in
us.
The suite. He may be in the suite.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean,
who
it
knows?
Is technically a possibility.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have everyone there. All Kings fans. Like Will Ferrell, stop on by. Eric Stone Street, come and join us.
Right.
I mean, Luke Robitaille, what's he doing? Nothing. Come on, swing by. Rob Blake. Come check us out.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Tyler Toffoli flying. Oh, too soon, Allie. Here's what's going
to
happen.
He's playing really great, by the way. Back to you.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to name three moves. Two are fake. One is real. All you have to do is name the real hockey move. It seems easy, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's start with Brielle from Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Do you get it, Brielle? I'm going to name three moves. You pick the real hockey move.
I get it.
Real move, fake move, just like that.
Okay, is it low licking, candle wicking, or high sticking?
High sticking is the real one.
It is indeed.
Oh, moving on.
Yes.
Right. You hold on. Let's go to Armando in San Pedro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning, Armando. You ready?
Absolutely.
Is the real move rough riding, roughing, or rough housing?
Roughing is the right one.
It is
okay.
Indeed.
Real move, fake move, just like that.
Right. True hockey heads.
Two for two. Ralph in Garden Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Ralph. We're late on the sound effect
right,
for the
fine
phone.
Fine enough, fine enough.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. He's there, he's there. He's
like,
on the phone.
If you would
already?
Please wait for the sound effect
the point
before
is,
you say hello.
The point is Ralph's on the phone.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Poor Ralph. All right, Ralph, which is the real move? Is it hooking, crooking, or booking?
Hooking.
Obviously.
Real move, fake move, just like that.
Three for three.
All right. Let's go to Renee in Oxnard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Is it cutting, slashing, or Mike Myersing?
Right.
Slashing.
It is indeed slashing. We've seen Mike Myers in
right.
the
Right, no, no, definitely everyone,
right.
Yeah. Everyone got it.
Okay.
Real move,
excellent.
Fake move, just like that.
All right, four for four.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are easy.
No pressure, Paul, in Redondo Beach, but everyone's gotten them so far, so good luck.
Hey, party people.
Hey, hi. Paul, how have you been doing on hold? What? Well said.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
How could he have gotten any of those wrong? But yes, Paul.
All right. Is the real hockey move front-loading, back-hoeing, or butt-ending?
What was the first one?
Back hoeing, front loading, back-hoeing? Or butt ending?
I think it's front loading.
It's butt ending.
Real move, fake move, just like that.
Not everybody can get them right?
Yeah.
Got to get one loss.
Got to.
Let's go to Ramon in Los Angeles. Good morning, Ramon.
Good morning.
Ramon, did you know about butt ending?
No, but that's the first time, though.
Yeah,
right.
it's always a first time for butt ending. I've said that for years. Sometimes I pretend it's my first time, too. That's neither here nor there. Let's do this, Ramon. Which is the real hockey move? Is it skipping? Is it tripping? Or is it the kickball changing?
Tripping.
It is indeed tripping.
Real move, fake move, just like that.
I think we can do one more.
One more. Let's make it Manuel in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Manuel. You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No worries. No, what are you talking about? We're concerned about you.
We were just thinking about calling the authorities in case you need help. That's all.
No, I'm all good.
All right. Okay, thank God. All right. Is the real hockey move cross-stitching, cross-my-hearting, or cross-checking?
Cross-sticking, the first one.
Well, that was cross-stitching.
Yeah, that's a mistake. So read it again for him. You understand he's being held captive by someone. And
right.
He's
under a lot of pressure.
This is the one phone call he was given.
Okay,
so.
Well, unfortunately, he's wrong because it's cross-checking.
Right. Back to his kidnapped hell.
I hope
hell.
They don't kill him.
Yeah, back to his hell that he's living in.
Well.
Unbelievable.
I mean, what are you going to do?
See, he heard cross-sticking, which it would be like high-sticking. It wouldn't be cross, but still.
It would still be wrong.
Right.
Yeah, it would still be wrong.
But see,
right.
I said cross-stitching.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But okay. It was.
Which isn't.
Yeah, it was cross.
A real move.
Okay.
Cross-checking.
All right, we have a winner.
We do.
All right. The winner is Ramon!
All right, Ramon.
Ramon.
You all right? You good?
Yes, sir.
Are you being held captive?
Are you being held captive?
No, not yet.
Okay. There's always Saturday. 1 p.m.
We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for playing the game. Real move, fake move. Just like that. Real move, fake move. Jensen, you saw your therapist in the wild.
Yeah. It's
threw you for a loop.
It's never a good thing. I've been going to the same therapist now for, 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, she'll break down her personal life and I immediately change the subject. Like, she's not trying her hardest, but every once in a while, an example comes up.
From her life.
Yeah, like what with my kids.
Right.
With my husband.
And you say, who's paying for this right now?
Where we live. It's not even about payment. It's that I don't want to get into her life.
You don't want her to be a person to
right.
you.
Right. Okay. It doesn't help me to know more. I mean, listen.
It might.
I'm definitely not saying I don't. I'm saying with a relationship with a therapist, as taught in schools and books, it's just supposed to be more of a one-way road.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So if she brings up, when I was in college, I'll go, I got to go to the bathroom and then come back.
No, you don't.
I just don't like it when we get into her things. It's too personal. I don't want to hear it.
Have you told her exactly that?
No. That'd be
she's too a therapist. She would understand that entirely.
By the way, she's the best.
How does that make you feel?
See, that's the thing. That's probably where it'll go.
Make you feel badly.
I'd rather just go and go to the bathroom, come back, and then we're back on to mine.
She probably thinks you have a bladder infection or something.
Every time I bring my kids up. And so, in 10, 15 years, I don't know necessarily what city she lives in. I don't know really anything about...
That's a little odd.
I feel better about it.
Okay.
Okay.
The problem is, I realized a few weeks ago, she has to live kind of near me.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense if you don't have to drive far.
Well, I do. That's the thing, is that this was kind of confusing in a way, because when I went to the theater, movie theater, walking around, bought my tickets on the phone, the whole thing, getting ready, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see her and her kids getting popcorn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Attacked. threw his popcorn and drink at them.
That seems aggressive.
He did. I know. That's what I thought.
What I sort of thought about it for a while. I was with a friend at the time.
This is like when you used to see your teacher out in the wild and
always
you go...
Always crazy.
Oh, no.
Right?
This person exists outside the classroom?
In a mall to see your teacher is the craziest thing ever.
Okay, so add to that. That this teacher that you're talking about knows all your secrets.
Okay, that's not ideal.
Well, in addition, all my teachers know my secrets, too.
Right. Well,
very open with them.
It's a very different relationship. Okay.
We'll get into that another time.
Right. I see her kids. I assume her husband's going to walk up any minute. And I think to myself, okay, well, I guess I'll say hello. It would be weirder if you ignore them. I think their rule would be go with the ignoring.
I think so.
Really?
I don't think they'd go out of their way to say hi to you.
Probably not, but wouldn't you think that they would expect you to say hi to them?
More
I think
so,
it's up to
yeah.
you. I think it's on you.
Sure.
Yeah, I think they won't say hi first.
If you walk by with your hand up against your face like this so you can't see her, she probably would have laughed.
Or thinks you're a celebrity.
She probably would have laughed.
It's your theater. So I weighed out my options.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were your options?
Go up and say hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ignore her.
Yes.
Leave.
What about...
Wait, you already bought your ticket and your popcorn.
Well, I saw her in the line. I didn't buy my popcorn yet.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
What about ignoring her and letting her go in until it's dark and then going in when it's dark?
Re-seeing the same movie.
You know what? I'll never know.
You don't even know?
Because you left.
I left.
What?
Jensen.
I left.
You... You already bought the ticket.
I assume I'll be. I was able to return them. I haven't done it yet, but I assume I could go and go. It's not ripped or anything. I guess I could when I go back.
Was your friend like, dude? Really? Are we leaving?
Well, I blamed it on my poops.
Oh God! Did you also get the poops?
No, but I mean, really I could say out. Yes, and the percentage is mostly yes. But,
okay,
but I guess I left.
You left and didn't see the movie.
Correct.
Not even knowing if she was in your theater. Why wouldn't you step back, maybe sit down on one of the little benches or something, let her go into whatever theater she's going into, and then
yeah,
realize...
just stalk her for a bit.
No, and then realize it's, if it's not your movie...
See what her personal life is like. If stand not, behind walls and look at her.
If it's not your movie, all good, then right. You go to your movie.
Honestly, looking
how
back...
How much time did you consider this?
That's the problem. Okay. I'll admit that I only gave it 30 to 45 seconds, and I should have thought it out more to be yeah. like... But my... initial gut reaction, I'm not proud of now, but it was purely to leave the theater.
Did you run?
I think I jogged. I fast walked.
Did she yell after you, this is what you do, you leave?
No.
You've
no.
got commitment
this
issues.
Has always been your problem.
But if I told her, amazing. If I told her, I guarantee you this would turn
and
into a thing.
And then both of her kids would yell, yeah, that's what she told us about
yeah.
you.
Oh, and then we I know just all about you, Jensen.
Crumble to the floor.
Weird poo guy.
I'm ashamed. I
are you going to bring it up to her?
It's
oh,
been
100%.
You have to.
I haven't yet.
You have
and that's one
to.
Of the reasons
Wait,
I'm bringing it up.
How many sessions have you had?
Like two.
Okay.
And that's why I'm bringing it up kind of now, is purely like, should I?
Yes! 100%.
And then when I tell her I left, she's going to be
she's gonna
ashamed
say,
for me.
You're sad.
No, she's going to yeah. laugh.
No way she's not
oh,
going to laugh.
I think so.
Inside.
She knows you have. How long have you been seeing her?
10, 15
okay,
years.
Okay, so she knows you have a sense of humor. She'll totally laugh.
Yeah, but I didn't leave as a joke.
No, I know, but you could just say I didn't know what to do, and right. I panicked. I think she would laugh at
and
that.
And by the way, I'm sure her family is insanely sweet,
no,
kind, all those things.
Probably not. They're you probably think... evil.
That's stress.
For
of
some
course
reason,
they are.
I, for some reason, I couldn't gather the real-life environment with this woman that I've only seen in her room
mm-hmm.
in this safe space. Now here we are at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. I mean, I admit, this is so stupid of me.
Yeah. I once saw my butcher at a Brookstone.
And what'd you do?
I have not gone back to that,
butcher
Ralph's.
At a Brookstone.
It was too much. It's like he's sitting on the massage chair. He's the one that's always like, oh, do you want a cross rib roast? It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to see people out of their environments. I get that.
Well, no one does, but you don't panic. Did you panic and run from the Brookstone?
No.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Did you pretend he wasn't there?
No.
What did you do?
But see, this is different in that he's not your therapist. He doesn't know your secrets.
Oh, he knows
you
a ton of secrets.
You have no
oh,
okay. idea yeah, right. what I talked yeah. to my butcher about.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Meat.
I guess... I listen, I'm...
I smell like beef, of course.
That's Allie, the Brookstone. Yeah. I admit I'm wrong. I just don't
are
see
you
I don't see any other way out. I feel like this was a Saw situation. This was like a torture room I was put in.
Oh,
and I
my
didn't
gosh.
Know exactly how to get out of it, and I felt like this was the only way to
I
stay
I gave you one
sane.
Way, yeah. which is just to hold and what hold
yeah.
stay in a holding pattern for uh-huh. a bit. See which movie she's going into. If it's not yours, you're all good.
Because one of the other thoughts I did have was to go hide behind a column. Like,
yes.
then, oh my God.
Then that I would have been even better.
Then I was nervous she'd see me behind the column
yes.
and be like, Jensen. And I'm like, hello. I
that would be even better. Pull out your phone.
Great columns here.
I'm here to see the columns.
Pull out your phone. Act like you're on the phone, and you don't see her, and then see where she goes,
right.
and then go watch
yeah,
your movie.
That would have been smarter.
Are you going to tell her?
Yeah, I guess if you guys think that will
I think so, because I think there will be something she could make out of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much? I'm going to have to see you a couple times a week now for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her it's because her kids were ugly. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, not a good idea.
Yes, go with that. A lot of dudes in this room.
Yeah,
a lot of dudes.
A lot of bros.
Muggs is here.
Mm-hmm.
Omar
Muggs
is here.
Omar, hey. Ruben.
Old man Ruben.
Yeah.
Jensen,
yeah.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and Destiny.
A lot of testosterone.
It. The reason all the men have congregated is because old man Ruben said yesterday during the meeting, guys, I'm looking for a skincare regimen. And we all went, wait, what? What are you What are you even saying?
And then we said, you mean 200 years ago?
Right.
And we said, yeah, that's right.
His skin is basically fossilized.
He has
what are you
wrinkles the size of the San Andreas Fault.
But before we get into all of your different skin regimens, mm-hmm. I decided to just jot down what most women do. Not all women. Some have great skin, don't need to do a lot.
Okay.
Here's what I wrote down for most women. Cleanser, toner, exfoliate, serum, eye cream, mask, acne spot treatment, salicylic acid, vitamin C, moisturizer, night cream, and sunscreen.
Holy
this
crap.
This is daily.
Daily. Before daily. They leave the house.
Daily. It's insane. It is insane.
I am bewildered.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you do that much. How long does that take, time-wise?
I don't do all of that, but I do do the cleanser. I do do a toner.
Stop saying doo-doo.
I do the moisturizer, I do sunscreen, and then at night sometimes I'll do the mask, the eye cream, it's all different during the day.
It's so much harder to be a
but
woman.
In terms of men, like I start thinking about my ex-boyfriend, I'd be like, what soap are you using on your face? And he'd be like, oh, just whatever shampoo runs off, I'll just kind of rub that back in. What
shampoo
saying?
On the face is bad news.
It's
that's not
awful.
I do
okay,
say,
I don't do that, but right. I have no idea why it's awful.
Shampoo on the face?
I don't know.
It's for your hair, man.
I know it's for your hair,
but it's... Different purposes.
I wouldn't think anything if it did get in my face.
Yeah, he had great skin, so
yeah. There you
I
go.
Think we're all wrong. But I think here's what men have over women. You guys shave a lot. When you shave, you're exfoliating, so you have new skin coming up all the time. A lot of women don't shave. A lot of women do use the Tinkle razors, which I cannot recommend enough.
What is that?
Wait, they use Tinkle razors on their face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's like been the newest trend for years. Women are shaving their
face. So that's what
face.
You mean when you say I have to go Tinkle?
But Ruben, sip on up to the mic. Why are you looking for a new skincare or a skincare regimen?
Yeah, when in general, because up to now, the only thing I've ever used is just... lotion, just moisturize.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been noticing a lot more wrinkles. Mm-hmm. I've noticed spots showing up. I'm getting crow's feet now. So
that happens to most of us like in when we're in our 60s.
Right.
Yeah.
You're 200.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So you're lucky you lived this long without it.
Yeah, and I figured it should be time I, start taking care of better care of my skin.
Just now?
Right. Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's how vampires work.
you can't say that.
What?
You can't say that. However, I've had many a man tell me that it's good for your skin.
Do you use your own?
No.
Okay, well, that's nice.
All right, here's the thing. I have daughters.
Yes.
And they take care of me. So they'll go, Dad, you need something.
All right.
So
excellent.
They gave me a daily, I wrote this down. They gave me a daily facial cleanser for in the shower.
Great.
Perfect.
And then a Filoderm emulsion. And I don't know what that means, but
like
I put it on
like
afterwards.
It's like a thicker cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
All
Jensen?
Right.
That's it.
I use Verst. I literally took pictures of it for today.
So did I.
I use a Verst wash it out gel cleanser. So that's sort of for in the shower.
Uh-huh.
And then I use a loofah to sort of exfoliate, like you said. And then when I get out, my wife, who looks very young, mm-hmm. in my opinion at least.
No, agree.
Argan oil is one of her secrets.
Yeah.
So I use this argan oil, which is just organic cold press thing for skin, hair, nails, and anti-aging.
Excellent.
And it works great. Both those things.
Wonderful. Mugs?
Look, I just take a bar of Dove soap with the washcloth, exfoliate that way, and
Do you use that for your butt as well?
Oh, I wash the face first, Kev.
Okay.
But then, with the same washcloth.
Yeah.
That you used last time in the shower. I'm just trying to figure out the pattern here.
Hot water will
it is
kill
happening.
Most
it will
stuff.
Kill
oh, you know what? Hot
you're, water. Please tell me you're changing out the washcloth every
once
shower.
Once a week.
Oh,
my God. You are using butt juice on
your face. Look at my skin.
You're a filthy beast.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay, Omar.
Neutrogena butt juice. Next up.
I'm a fan of Clinique products.
Okay.
So I use a Clinique black charcoal face wash in the shower.
Oh, wow.
And then I use a toner
And it, like, is that the astringent thing?
Like, sure.
Is yeah. Yeah. So get off
all
the gunk.
He doesn't get hot like this without using a lot of this kind of stuff.
That's probably true.
And then, except for the summer when I have more oily skin, mm-hmm. I'll use some moisturizing lotion. And Clinique, actually, they sell like three different ones.
Are you a salesperson for that?
I'm just saying. So I have very oily skin, so I'll just use it during winter time.
What's your code for when we buy it?
Yeah. I actually have a friend at Macy's that'll hook you up.
Oh, the Macy's that are closing?
Good. Yeah. Well, I started thinking about it for people that, men, mm-hmm. that don't know how to start. All you really need to start off is a mild cleanser. So you can get a Cetaphil, you can get a Neutrogena, whatever. Use that in the shower. You're going to be shaving anyway, so you're exfoliating.
Oh, can I interrupt real quick?
Yes. Not Muggs, not Jensen.
Will Neutrogena soap be sufficient enough to be act as a cleenser?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Is it a soap bar?
Yeah, yes.
You can use a soap bar.
That you just took from your butt yesterday?
Okay. Face first, Kevin. Face first.
I also want to recommend that some of those cleansers have like a little bit of a texture. Do you know what I'm talking
like
about?
Like the little microbeads and stuff?
Yeah, and then no. That... Why?
That's horrible for the environment. That's a whole other story.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm definitely... We're killing penguins in order to look good. We all have agreed on that. Yeah. That's definitely happening.
Okay. No, the exfoliating should come from either shaving, but if you have a beard, the skin that you do have, make sure you're using something to exfoliate that part. So then you're going to use a serum. So a vitamin C type serum right on over that skin. And then just follow it up with a moisturizer that has SPF. Three things. That's all dudes need.
What's the serum?
The serum. Like
is it
a vitamin
called serum?
C. Yeah. There are all different kinds of serums. Some with salicylic acid. Some like a vitamin C one is all you need.
Well, could I pour orange juice on my face?
You
will
can,
that work?
It's not really
yeah, and I
got to
be honest. I've been looking much younger since using my baby's blood, too. So if you guys need any, I have it vialed up.
That's a great tip. I will give you a second to apologize to me or to at least tell me that I was right last hour.
It appears,
what have we found out in the last hour?
There have been articles written online as well as tweets sent to us that say that no TV shows or movies include the word goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, not no, but
most,
very,
yeah.
very, very, very few. So I feel like Potato Skin Boy is right again, and we need to maybe start listening to him.
I wouldn't
for
go that far.
Factual
even
information.
I wouldn't even
listen,
go
a broken
that far.
Clock is correct twice a day.
Right. So you said that they're not saying hello or goodbye in movies.
No, they never do. They go 3 o'clock and they put the phone down.
It's weird.
They never say goodbye. It's odd.
Well, as someone who writes for TV a lot, I will only be putting in hello and goodbye. That's my
good luck
contribution. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just to prove you wrong.
Yeah, full articles written. Yeah. Here's why they don't say goodbye in movies. What?
It's trying to cut down time for me. I guess I should be appreciative.
It's crazy when Kevin's right about everything.
Feels weird.
Right?
It's like the upside down. I don't even know where I'm living.
That's like a real life nightmare.
I do know this. I'd like to give you dinner and a movie. Kids love it. A pair of passes into an advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward. It's happening Tuesday, March 3rd at AMC Orange. The movie hits theaters March 6th. And how about a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's?
Me likey.
All right.
I mean, you're going to have some subs, because they're a sub above, and see a movie 3 days before the masses see it. What a sick burn.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
It is a good morning. Let's take caller 10 at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to get that pair of passes into the advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward on Tuesday, March 3rd at AMC Orange, and that $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's. So congratulations. Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Long movie, right?
Yeah, too long for me.
Do you remember how long it was?
3 hours, right?
3 hours and 2 minutes. 3 hours and 2 minutes,
yes.
Okay.
3 hours and 2 minutes, and people were like, does a movie need to be that long?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is that app that will tell you when during a movie you should go pee. Like
it's called Run Pee.
Run Pee.
Mm-hmm.
Very little action in this part, so head on out. Fix yourself.
Not going to miss a lot of plot here.
Exactly.
Go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. There's another movie that's going to be coming out. It's almost as long, but it's very long, and I want to get your feelings on it.
Okay.
The first James Bond movie in 1962, the movie Dr. No, clocked in at 109 minutes long.
Perfect.
That's
perfect
sort of how they used to
movie,
always
right?
make
all of
chef's
them.
Kiss.
All
Mwah.
Of them.
Yeah.
However, that 109 minutes
mm-hmm.
is now, with the release of No Time to Die, on April 10th. That'll clock in at 163 minutes.
Nope.
That's 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Nope.
It's a long movie. You know what you can do in that time?
Watch that movie?
Watch all of Fleabag season 2. Oh,
the
whole series in that time. Still, you're going to go see it.
Of course.
Of course you are.
Look, if they do it well, it doesn't seem like it's that long.
You know,
most movies have problems doing it well.
I'm going to say I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
I will not be doing it.
You will not see it in
no.
the theater.
I will not see a 2 hour and 43 minute movie in the theater. No.
Can't wait.
Wow.
Bond
you know
or not.
Me, I'm a James Bond
sure.
head.
Yeah. You've seen all two of those movies.
I've seen two.
Mm-hmm.
Goldfinger and the casino one.
Mm-hmm. Casino Royale.
That one. Yeah, that makes sense that they'd call it that. But I think I'm good with 163 minutes, 2 hours and 43 minutes of that dude on my screen. Yeah, I'll be fine.
I don't care.
All right. Ray J doesn't care about anything.
I agree with Ray J. I'm not seeing it.
I mean,
it might be great, though, Jensen. What if it's great?
I'm sure it's... Honestly, I'm sure it's great.
All right.
I just don't need to see it.
All right.
Don't need it. I would have seen a great James Bond movie at 140. Would have been perfect. I would have been into it. It's even a little long for me, but perfect. I'll see it.
So those extra 23 minutes make you say no.
140 to... No.
You said 140. This is 163. 40. 23.
No, I meant an hour
no, he
40
said
minutes.
An hour 40, which
oh.
is
so
100.
Bad. Today, I
That's
would
100.
Stay away from math
You're
if
right.
I were you. Yeah.
And time.
And time.
And time.
Both. That was...
Wow!
And not just today.
Anytime.
You're right. You're right. But
that
today
your,
especially.
That was your trouble spot,
if
though.
You're just joining us, I've said all week
mm-hmm.
that the Love is Blind finale, the two-hour finale, comes out Thursday at midnight.
Yes.
So tonight is when it comes out.
Wrong.
And Kevin... for the third time now, mm-hmm. has been completely right. And he's like, are you sure it didn't come out last night at midnight? And I'm like, no, Thursday at midnight. Yeah, it came out last night at midnight, everybody.
Mm-hmm. This radio person is the whole problem.
I really am. Mm-hmm. Honestly, again, source us. Not Kevin, because he's always right.
Oh, no, source
we now me. Know that.
Read the study.
Source all of us.
So the FCC reported yesterday that they received 1,312 complaints over J-Lo and Shakira's halftime show
Haters.
At the Super Bowl.
Haters!
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long enough?
Nope, it was, quote, completely inappropriate, obscene, and a strip club act. Well, then that means you've been to a strip club, and that's how you knew. So I say to you, I see right through you.
The old takes one to know one, are
you? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Around 50 people filed complaints when Maroon 5's Adam Levine took off his shirt
mm-hmm.
and performed
Plus two
topless.
Dull.
Right.
Too dull.
Yeah. Oh, no, there would have been a lot more FCC complaints if you could call in about it being dull. This is the part of this that made me just go, huh. Interesting. Every state except one lodged complaints
Florida.
To the FCC.
Fun game.
Which state did not complain about J-Lo and Shakira's halftime show at the Super Bowl?
I'm going to be proud of my own state. I'm going to put all my money down on us, on California.
You are. All in on California.
Mm-hmm.
All
I'm
right.
Gonna say Florida.
Florida.
Because that's where it was held.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know. I just think that Florida.
Okay.
All Florida.
Both
Destiny, do you have a guess?
Let's go with Texas for comedy.
Texas for comedy.
Texas, definitely 100%.
You have to say for comedy.
Lodged
for
a
comedy.
Complaint.
All right.
Okay.
This state was too busy being high, eating maple syrup, and just digging into Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Vermont?
That
wow.
state is Vermont.
They weren't watching.
They weren't watching because it's such a... If you've been to Vermont, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, those are the only people that I would be able to hear, I don't even have a TV, and I wouldn't want to stab them.
Right.
Because in Vermont, you don't need a TV because everything around you is so gorgeous, you're not going to waste time watching television. But the good people of Vermont,
wow.
those are the only ones that didn't complain about Shakira and J-Lo looking better than any of us ever will doing the halftime show.
Talk about a narc, man.
What a bunch of narcs.
Police.
Other states.
They're just human beings wanting to call in
yeah.
and just complain.
I was so mad at how hot they looked and how horny my husband is now. That's essentially what you were calling for.
But you cover that by saying it's your kids. Yeah. Even if you have kids or not,
what
doesn't
am I
make any
tell
difference.
My kids? Yeah. Tell your kids to live right and you can look like that one day. That's what I told my kids.
It's so dumb. It wasn't even that risque, really.
You don't have kids.
How do you know, Kevin?
Good point.
We did a segment yesterday about secret lives.
True.
Yeah. My twins, Phineas and Gibson. Yeah. I don't like to talk about them a lot, especially because they were triplet Seamus, but I can't find him.
What?
Yeah, Seamus, I don't know. He, like, crawled away one day, and I was like, whatever. I'll find him sooner or later. Some birthdays.
Bigger problem than you're making it sound.
For you, Josh Groban, JWoww, Chili from TLC, and Kate Mara, and that's what's happening.
We will accept Dr. Drew's apology.
Yes.
Oh.
Next, about being too confident about the coronavirus.
Right?
Long needed here. We need to know that he's sorry because we're all going to die, and he told us not to worry.
Yeah.
Coming up right after this. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like you to hear a little piece of news.
Yeah, here you go.
The warning from the CDC, the coronavirus is spreading so quickly around the globe, it may only be a matter of time before it begins rolling across the U.S. with the potential to become a pandemic.
When you have influx of individuals who are infected from multiple countries, then the danger of that outbreak in this country increases substantially.
So far, health experts say the risk in the U.S. is low, only 57 known cases. But the Centers for Disease Control is now advising employers and schools to think about planning for widespread disruptions, like limiting travel and large meetings, allowing workers to telework, and closing schools or allowing internet school work.
We want people to be ready in terms of if we do see community spread, what would that mean to you?
The concern? With a 2% mortality rate at the epicenter in China, the coronavirus is far deadlier than the seasonal flu. Despite the CDC's warnings, President Trump in India today downplayed the risk.
You may ask about the coronavirus, which is very well under control in our country.
The approach right now seems to be take two aspirin and call us in the morning.
I'd like to see us investing more than we have been and probably more than we're even planning at this stage.
Meanwhile, the Trump team insists the economic fallout should be minimal.
We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
I don't like the sound of that. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
You told us not to worry about it.
I'm still telling you that.
You said it's nothing.
That report makes me furious. Yes, it's going to roll across this country. It's going to. So is upper respiratory infection. So is the flu. We have 18,000 dead from the flu, 180,000 hospitalized. What the hell? Why aren't they worried about that? Why? Look, it could be a pandemic. Look, the death rate from the coronavirus, yes, is about 1.7%. That's come somewhat higher than the flu. Until we figure out how widespread the coronavirus actually is, it's going to be milder, it's going to be more widespread, it's going to be everywhere. We're going to have to contain it. It's going to be an issue. Don't get me wrong. People from the CDC need to be paying attention to it. But for the news making a hysteria out of this, that's where the economic impact is coming from. I mean, boats aren't leaving China because the Chinese government won't let people get to work. It's going to affect us all for a while, but it's... People are not going to be dropping dead from this. They are dying from the flu by the tens of thousands. Why don't they report that?
Drew,
it's not as sexy.
They're closing schools and stuff, though. I mean, I get what you're saying. I know you're right because obviously the flu is killing a lot more people. But why is this happening even in without the news being involved in China? We're kind of the fake news capital, I assume, with what everyone's saying. So why is it happening other places, and why are they so scared?
They have the same problem we do with the news and social media. And the Chinese government doesn't want to be accused of underreacting. And by the way, for them, taking mass action, and these are people that, move hundreds of millions of people around their country. It's no big deal to them to just go, hey, shut it down for a couple of days. They've done a great job. They've done a good job. They've contained this thing. So far, it only kills vulnerable populations, people over 80, people with chronic illness, things like that. And that's a big deal for us, for physicians. That should not be a headline in the news every day. It's ridiculous. Look to Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-C-I. He's the guy you look to. Listen to him. Listen to him carefully.
Who is he?
If you need to, he's from the CDC.
Okay.
I used to work with him on the AIDS epidemic. The guy has been at the forefront of infectious disease forever. And he's been all along saying, yeah, it's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to be widespread. Don't worry about it. We'll contain it. And we'll we'll deal with it when it comes. And by the way, a vaccine has already been developed.
Right.
Two vaccines. So, come on, guys.
But how long will it take those two vaccines to be tested, Dr.
Well, in China, they move. Listen, here's the thing about China. China is now the epicenter of medical research. Out here in Los Angeles, people think that the wisdom of the Orient is where all the great applications of the ancient Orient applies. They'll have none of that in China. They are the center of science right now, and they are actively looking at these vaccines. And if anybody can pull it out in 3 or 4 months, it'd be them.
Well, I hope they don't all die before we get the vaccine.
I hope you don't either, Ellie. I hope not.
Drew, I completely agree with you. I think this is so overblown and it's insane. And every time I see a new news report, I'm like, you know what? I worked in the news. I know what you're doing. You're trying to create hysteria. And then you're going to question, why is the stock market crashing? What's happening?
Exactly.
We can't figure it out.
And then they're going to go, if the Trump administration doesn't also react with hysteria, then it becomes a political football.
Sure.
Why didn't they react more powerfully? I can't. Trump sets out $2.5 billion for this. That's a hell of a lot of money. Chuck Schumer goes, oh, we need $8 billion. That's a waste of money. We need that money. We need to deal with the homeless population. And by the way, if corona gets into the homeless, we're going to have a big problem.
Always.
Dr. Drew, within a minute and a half, will find a way to work in the homeless.
Found a way.
Yep. Well, it's true. If we get measles or corona in that population, that's going to be bad.
Right. Well, he found a way to bum me out again.
Now, isn't there a case in Seattle, I think for the first time, where a person got it that didn't travel anywhere outside the U.S.?
I am certain. Well, dude, there's going to be human-to-human transmission in the U.S. by the thousands. It's going to happen. And it could even be widespread, in which case we call it a pandemic. Pandemic doesn't mean total destruction. It just means widespread. That the guy that was reporting that PC just played, it could be a pandemic. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it will be. It'll be all in place. You know what else is pandemic? Influenza, upper respiratory viruses. Yeah, they're pretty much pandemic.
I mean, I lost my whole family to Ebola a few years ago.
Oh, my God, Allie, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's shocking.
Remember when we were all going to die of Ebola?
Sure.
No.
And by the way, SARS and MERS, MERS, which is another coronavirus, the Mediterranean coronavirus, had a 41% fatality rate.
What?
That's impressive.
Yes.
I didn't even know about that one.
I know.
That's his point.
What?
That was his point. His point saying there's way worse that we never knew and didn't have such popularity.
We didn't have the crazy press back then. We didn't have the nuttiness in how things are reported and how things are sort of pushed in social media.
All right.
Speaking of nuttiness.
Yeah.
Speaking of nuttiness, Dr. Drew, we have beer mug in here.
We have
beer mug.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
There.
We discussed my area the other day on air here, and I told
your area.
Yeah, I told the story of how I experienced an extreme case of testicular torsion,
and every time.
Yeah, and everybody on the show was like, "How do you get it? How can you get it just by like not doing anything?"
Because he wasn't moving.
Yeah, and I told him it just happens out of nowhere. Sometimes I had to go to the urologist, drive over to Kaiser, go to the urologist, and he pressed like a button underneath to like detorsionize it or whatever you call it. And I dropped down to my knees in the worst crazy pain
this
ever.
All right.
This story's
getting all right.
All right. I have a question and I want to start with this. Where's that button?
I like we have to go. We have to talk about Mug's pee-pee. <My area. laughs>
But there's a button, Dr. Drew. Where's the button?
Yeah. You essentially have to untwist it. That's essentially what they do. And it's great. Listen, testicular torsion can just happen.
What do you mean it's great?
It's great.
But like, you did exactly the right thing. You went to the doctor and had it. You go to the ER, too, and they can sort of untorsion it. They can put some traction on it and pull it back out. But if it goes too long, the testy will die.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and you have to have surgery. And sometimes you have to have surgery to get it untorsed. Untorsed?
Untorsed?
Yeah, untorsed.
So should we be more worried about untorsed or coronavirus?
I think a much more appropriate place for anxiety is testicular torsion.
Yeah.
We should worry about that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but women can get this in their ovaries, right?
Women cannot get testicular torsion.
Not testicular torsion. I said in your ovaries.
Thank God we have Dr. Drew.
In your ovaries, Drew.
Yeah, women can have problems where
It's called ovarian hyperstimulation that usually causes that in the women, where they sort of they grow and outstrip the blood supply. They can get some torsiony stuff, but it's not nearly as common as men.
Okay, you guys are cooler. Got it. All right.
All right, Dr. Drew.
He's sticking with his story. Sticking with his story.
Next week, we'll ask you again when everyone in Los Angeles has it.
And are fine and get through it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can follow
Dr. By the way, I'm not saying we won't have to take action to manage it. We may have to stay home for a couple of days, and things will be advised for us, you know, in terms of managing this thing properly. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter, at Dr. Drew. His website with the podcast is drdrew.com. And check out Dr. Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or wherever you stream. Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you about coronavirus next week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye. What were you guys like in grade school?
Adorable.
Jetson.
I feel like I was a pretty cool kid.
Also adorable?
Yeah, little rapping third grader.
I had a lot of notes sent home. Oh. I'm not saying disruptive in class, but Allie loves to chat.
No way.
Things. I know, weird, right?
I didn't get chat, but I did get disruptive.
Yes.
I got that as well.
We were social.
Yeah, I was a rule follower, as you know.
Not shocked.
Jets is a narc. Yeah. He was a little narc. Can you imagine?
I was calling in on the Shakira J-Lo Super Bowl act.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably had a little badge.
Yeah. I was a narc badge. For the record, I was the school president. Ran for it. Won. Whole vote and everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
I don't either.
Cool kids won president.
Very true. I was the president.
You were treasurer.
No.
The reason we're bringing this up about, you know, elementary school, junior high, high school, sometimes something can happen to you during those formative years that stay with you forever. Could be you do something, you get a nickname. Or you can just be, in the case of a girl I went to junior high with, she loved pickles. And then someone said weird things about pickles, and then she became known as
all of a sudden that stuck?
Yeah, it's a bad situation with pickles and that girl. But the reason I'm saying it now is there's a woman named Heather Nicholson that recently shared something on her Facebook. Her son Hunter hopped in the car after school and said, "Mom, something weird happened today." And she's like, "What?" And then she turned around, and there he was, holding up a black thong. And she's like,
"How old was he? I'm sorry."
He's about 7 or 8.
7 or 8.
And she's like, "What is that?" And he said,
"Why aren't you wearing that?"
I was in music class and I bent down to figure out what was in the bottom of my pants. And due to static freaking cling, he pulls out a pair of his mom's underwear during music class.
So he wants us to believe the static cling defense.
He's a young child, and then he was so embarrassed by it that he kept pretending he had to tie a shoe to stick it back up there because he didn't want anyone to see it. He's like, "I'm going to just keep tying my shoe, stick it back up there." And he said, "I thought you'd probably want these back, Mom, so I wasn't going to throw them out or anything." But
I would have thrown him out in a second.
I would have tossed him.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
But what a sweet little boy he was. He's like, "You probably want these back." And the mom's like, "Oh, my God." She was mortified that a pair of her thongs was mixed up in her son's pants.
Do they call him Cisco at school?
Well, now his name is Cisco. Right? No. Lucky for him, he got away with it, except now his mom posted it on Facebook.
Right.
It's been shared half a million times.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah. But I think we all know someone, and we're going to take your calls as well at 1-800-520-1067, that something happened to you that you now are unable to live down.
You can't shake it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it wasn't me, but we've spoken about this kid who went to my high school for a while who was on the football team. And he was, I don't know, kind of a forgettable player. He wasn't any good or anything. Yeah. But during one of the games, he was tackled rather hard.
Uh-huh.
And while on the floor, people were nervous he was concussed. He was not. He was fine. But he was slow to get up.
Okay.
And that's because he pooped his pants.
He pooped his pants.
And from that point on, he was known as Dookie.
Dookie.
And by the way, it's been
poor little Dookie.
20-something years. If I saw him on the street, I don't remember his real name.
Dookie.
I only remember Dookie.
See, you can't shake it. Yeah. You're Dookie for life.
He's Dookie. I actually just ran into...
I have a tattoo, Dookie for life.
Right. It's not a good tattoo.
No.
I did run into a girl who dated Dookie just a week ago at the local Target near my house. I did. And I, even in my head, went, "Oh, she dated Dookie."
Yeah.
Like, it stuck with her, even.
For sure.
Like, not just him.
Yeah.
His stench is on everyone around him.
Oh, literally. Yeah, I see what you did. Kevin, you've got to have something in your past.
I mean, I had a lot in my past, but I was more of the making funner of people.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
I was a kind of I was a butthole when I was a kid.
A little bit of a bully.
Not proud of it.
Okay. Makes sense.
Do you feel bad for that stuff you did?
Yeah, of course.
Is there anyone you want to apologize to now? Like, is there someone you remember tormenting other than
want
the kid
to apologize
with
to Crapper?
I would like to apologize to Terry Paulus. Yes,
Terry.
We all played basketball before school, and I used to charge him.
Charge him to play or on the court?
No, charge him to play.
But no one else would have to pay.
Zero other people.
you basically shook him down.
Yes.
How much?
I don't remember.
A couple cents, right?
I just remember when my dad found out it was not good.
Oh, did you have to return the money?
Did I have to return the money? I don't remember that. Oh. So at least I scored. No, but I was the bad one. I'm not proud of that at all.
Okay.
My dad was very upset with me.
All right.
I did remember that in middle school, we had middle school Olympics, which was like tons of different, events.
Yeah.
Different grades competing against each other. And we had the triple jump. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was pretty athletic. I know that's semi-shocking now, but I was pretty athletic, and I was doing well in the Olympics. Uh-huh. I was, like, pretty much in the top 10%.
Okay.
And the triple jump, I'm running, getting ready for my first leap.
Uh-huh.
I tripped.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just totally spun out, like almost Sonic the Hedgehog, duck my head in and roll style. Cuts everywhere on my legs and stuff. And I remember during the spin, like during the crash and burn, I thought to myself, I'm never going to live this down.
Right.
Like, I knew.
Isn't it funny that you had that thought process in your head?
Yeah, while I'm dying.
While it's happening.
While I'm dying. And I thought to myself, I'm never going to whatever. And I got up and I remember in my head being like, do not show any pain.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I stood up and was like, oh, that was rough, you know? And I went back in line or whatever. And then I was like, I'm going to go pee. And then I just cried in the solid pain. But the moral of the story is
you were called Jack.
No. I didn't sell it.
Jack Tripper.
Right. Yeah. No, it's not good.
Yeah.
I didn't sell it. I just stood up,
yeah,
got away, walked off.
Moved on.
And
you
no
moved
one,
on.
To the best of your knowledge, no one else knew
no.
of that disaster in your life.
No.
You changed the narrative.
I did.
Essentially.
That's what I felt like. I stood up and said, I'm not going to be known for this.
Okay.
And excellent. So then my nickname in high school was Mother.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's true.
For real?
Yeah.
Because you and your mom were strangely close?
Yeah.
Your nickname was Mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was close to my mom too, but I never got the nickname Mother.
Yeah, like Norman Bates, like Mother. That was the reference.
You were a narc and mother.
Because my mom was overprotective.
You were mother narker.
And I liked being around my parents, and so hence Mother.
Were you the kid in like elementary school sleepovers that would wake up early just to hang out with the mom in the kitchen when she's making pancakes?
Not even sure I got through the night, but yeah.
Mother, come pick me up. I'm scared.
As right, long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Right. All right.
Yes, I can't.
1-800-520-1067. They don't all have to be you pooped your pants like the person that's holding on right now.
No.
Although we will accept those.
Just what have you not, like, you know someone or you have not been able to escape since childhood, high school, elementary school.
Can't live it down.
Yeah.
Easy.
You'll always be that person with the pickle.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. All right, let's start with Chaz in Long Beach. We're talking about things that happened to you in grade school or middle school or even high school that you were unable to live down. Good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, you guys. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Okay, well, first I want to say you guys are awesome. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for over 10 years.
Thank you.
That makes you feel old and stuff, but you guys make everything go by, the day, the morning, everything. It's awesome. Appreciate
Thanks,
you
Chaz.
Guys.
Thanks, Chaz.
Thank you.
Well, I'm very excited to make fun of you now.
So, I got a poop story.
Yes.
Okay.
I was on the golf team in high school out in Long Beach, and middle of the golf course, had to use the restroom, couldn't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up pooping myself trying to get to the restroom.
Oh, great.
And to this day, I actually just had my 15-year reunion this year, and now I'm still called Stains to this day.
Stains!
I love it!
If my nickname is Stain, I'm not going to the reunion.
Oh, he's going. He's going to poop his pants there. You got to do it,
Double
Chaz.
Down.
Double down.
The worst part about it is
you pooped
wearing
your pants.
White golf pants.
White golf pants. Of course you were.
Of course you were.
It's like your pit bull at a Miami White party. Absolutely.
Shut up, mother. Yeah. All right, Chaz. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the compliment. You're very nice. Yes. Let's go to Mike in Escondido. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, so same thing. High school, we were playing a football game. It was in the rain, and it was just torrential. We were getting our butts kicked, and the coach was making us prove that he wasn't going to pull us off the field as the starters. So the field was all wet, and I was walking back to the defensive line, and this water boy kid came out to give a new football, and I looked at him, and for some reason, I was just being a jackass, and I pushed this kid, and he went flailing with arms and everything and landed on the field.
Why did you push the water boy down?
Because I was mad. I don't know. I was a jackass.
So what was your nickname?
So we went into the film room on Monday, and the coaches kept replaying that play over and over, and the kid was flailing arms all over.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They gave me hit of the week, but then they started calling me Water Boy.
I mean, if that was I like the idea that's embarrassing for you.
The rest of the year, I was Water Boy.
It's embarrassing for him, but the Water Boy is like totally fine. He's the one who got embarrassed.
Water Boy was fine. I wasn't. I had to live with the nickname.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate that. Let's go to Alexis in Los Angeles. Good morning, Alexis.
Hi, guys. First off, I want to just say I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening to it since I was in middle school or when I first moved to L.A. when I was 12 years old.
I get it. Thank you.
So this happened when I was about 12 years old. A neighbor kid, I'm not sure why, what his problem was, but I was a dorky kid, whatever. Mm-hmm. He said I wasn't good enough to be Alexis, so he called me Chevy forever.
I mean, it's pretty clever. And
that isn't bad for a kid.
That's what he was like. She's like, oh.
Is he looking for a writing job on radio?
But wait, hang on a second. Yeah. This is the kind of thing that didn't die, mm-hmm. and that we had mutual friends, and a couple years ago, I'm at a wedding, he's there, and then he actually said, what's up, Chevy? Oh. We're in our 30s. Freaking 30s.
Did you sucker punch him?
He still called me that.
I mean, that.
I was shocked. I really was.
It is
like
a good joke, Alexis.
Yeah, it's a. Huh?
It's a good joke, and he has commitment. I honestly think this
we
is.
We have
what,
to rule in his favor?
I'm team that guy.
Well, he's kind of an asshole, and essentially, he has a dead-end job and basically doesn't really
still
do anything
pain.
With his life now.
Team Alexis. You win, Alexis. We're with her.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sarah in North Hollywood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, so back in high school, I drove through a Carl's Jr. that didn't have a drive-through, and it could have gone very badly because I had my bumper pinned up against the manager's desk, the fair by his desk.
Sarah.
What?
So I could have gone so badly, but I've still called Carla to this day.
Carla!
Carl's Jr. And you were in a car.
And I got a really nasty letter from Carl Karcher telling me to never come again.
What?
What?
No. He was sending
it
a personal.
I have it in a file somewhere.
That's awesome.
I can send it to you.
Please do.
But frame it. How is it not framed?
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
You know what? I think I will.
Yes, you should frame
that. But I ran into somebody the other day from high school, and he's like, Carla. I'm like, God damn it.
See, turn it around and own it. That's why Alexis should buy a Chevy and just be like, suck it. I own a Chevy Tahoe.
And that other kid should poo his pants every day.
He does.
He definitely
does.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Javier in Valencia. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, party people.
All right. Tell us your story.
Oh, boy.
Tell us your story.
We're here.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, so I was peeing during one of our breaks in high school, and for some reason, I made that stupid noise, like from Tool Time, where he goes, I had to pee really bad.
Wait, you made that noise and, while you were peeing?
Yeah, just to be funny. And then some other stupid guys assumed that, like, they were joking around, and they said that I was masturbating. So everyone in my school thought that, and so then everyone started like going to me, and it was honestly I'm team them.
I'm kind of in with them because I'm also embarrassed for you that you were just like such a Tim Allen head. You had to do it while peeing.
Remember that guy in white golf pants that pooped himself?
Yes.
Yeah. Stain.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Stain.
Stain's a cool guy.
Stain's is cool.
Uh-huh. Allie's here. What's happening?
There was also a call that we didn't get to. He just over-conditioned his hair growing up, so he was always called Noodles. Because his hair just, like, you know, like sometimes, like, even when you put too much, like, product in, it can look like, who's that wrestler with the awful blonde, like, meh.
Oh, I mean, I think of Timberlake, early Timberlake.
Yes, had that noodly
had
hair.
Top ramen hair.
But
Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah, Ziggler. Yeah,
he had top ramen hair, too.
For sure.
Top ramen hair.
Yeah, it's a good look. Mm-hmm. So we understand, Noodles. Thanks for calling in. I enjoyed those.
That was fun.
Those were great.
And I need to see the letter from Carla. What was her real name? Now we just think of Carla. Oh, shoot. Sorry about
that. From Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She should say. Carla should send us the letter.
Oh, see.
There's no way I remember her real name.
No.
And that's her problem.
After that story.
Right.
It's too good of a story. She ran into a Carl's Jr. and everyone called her Carla.
And then Carl himself wrote her a letter telling her not to come back.
I mean.
And then also I loved.
That guy.
That guy.
Good stuff. Don't listen to the show if you want facts. For a week, I've been saying the Love is Blind 2-hour season finale would be coming out tonight at midnight.
Well, you said Thursday.
Thursday at midnight.
Yeah, you did say Thursday.
Yeah. It came out yesterday at midnight.
I'm just screaming.
I guess technically today.
Yeah. 12 a.m. is today.
12 a.m. It came out at 12 a.m. A 2-hour series finale. Who got married? Who didn't? Here's how you can catch up if you don't want to watch all the episodes, which you're full of it. You want to watch all the episodes. You're going to watch one, and then you're stuck. It's like a virus. You're just in. You're infected.
You just catch it, and there's nothing you can do?
You have to keep watching. But Netflix's unscripted guilty pleasure, Love is Blind, it's turned into a complete pop culture phenomenon. And Netflix wants to capitalize on that with a reunion special. Here's the twist. The Love is Blind reunion special is going to premiere March 5th on Netflix's YouTube channel. Mm. So maybe presumably that'll expose people to you haven't seen it.
Right.
So then you watch it and you're like, oh, I should learn more about these freaks of nature and watch it. But yeah, it's out now. We don't know who gets married, who doesn't.
I mean, some
who
people do.
Cares.
Well, folks, it is official. Mm-hmm. The streaming wars have begun.
This is a very interesting story because we were all so amazed and just in awe of Vanessa Bryant on Monday when she spoke at the memorial service for her soulmate, Kobe, and their daughter, Gianna Bryant.
100% would not have been able to do
no
that.
No way.
No chance.
No
just
way.
Just couldn't have. That was amazing.
I had trouble watching it.
Yeah.
Let alone doing it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If you weren't sobbing,
that was a miracle.
Her talking about Kobe and Gianna. She was so poised and had such grace and shared such personal stories that made you understand a whole new way of looking at these two people. And it was beautiful. And according to insiders, it almost didn't happen. According to E, Vanessa, her speech was always tentative up until the last minute. They say so much so last minute that she gave Jimmy Kimmel a signal before he introduced her on stage, indicating whether or not she was going to speak. I mean, that's real.
Wow.
Like a game time decision. That's unbelievable. It's so poised, so amazing.
I mean, it's one thing even to be able to talk about it, but to be able to talk about it in a room with 20,000 people,
and
let alone all the TV.
Yeah,
yes.
A worldwide audience. She shared her husband and daughter, Gigi, with the world.
Yeah.
So soon after.
The highs and the lows throughout the last 20 years also. It wasn't like the press has always been great to her.
Yeah.
You know?
Unbelievable.
That was really impressive.
Yeah, for sure. In other news, eBay has pulled items from Kobe Bryant's memorial off their site. According to TMZ, several fans who attended the memorial decided to sell the items, shirts, pins, programs, and more. One extra large shirt sold for $2,025. eBay has put the kibosh on it because of their policy that prohibits sellers from, quote, profiting off of human tragedy or suffering.
Canceled.
They were just a little late, I guess, to it.
Can we follow up on one story also when we talk to Dan Wyke? about LeBron being at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised.
So he was there.
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Dan Wyke's like, oh, he has to answer it tomorrow. This was a couple days ago.
Yes.
The first game back after the memorial service, a reporter said, did you go to the, oh, you know, because he wasn't on camera. Were you at the Kobe service? And he said, I appreciate your question.
I respect your question for sure. It was very emotional day. Very tough for my family, everyone involved. He never answered.
Never answered it.
Yeah.
And now it's become a weird mystery as to was he there? If he wasn't there, why wasn't he there? It's almost like
I don't care.
I don't either, but it's weird.
Maybe.
I think he's making
I mean, that's
it,
his way of saying, I don't want to answer that.
Well, he could have said that,
too. He could say that, but instead he answered in a way that now
it's
has
like a riddle.
People questioning him more. You inserted yourself into the story even more. So you can blame.
I guess I could see that. So he could have just said,
I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I don't want to talk about
that. Honestly, if he would have said, none of your business, it would have been incredible. But instead, now he's leaving this door open for people that are like, well, what is he doing? Why is he saying that? It was a bizarre thing. People grieve in their own way.
Which are allowed, obviously.
Absolutely. But to then evade it. And then you've got the conspiracy theorists that are like, this is him with the hoodie on. No, that was Meta World Peace. Then people saying, oh, no, this is him in a totally, like, a picture you can't even tell if it's a face. So you're letting that happen by not just, you could have squashed it the second you were asked.
Just by saying, not going to talk about it.
And you felt no need to do that. It's bizarre. But
it's odd.
Some birthdays for you.
But I mean, honestly, we don't care if he was there.
No. But now I'm weirded out by his answering.
Anyway. All right, back to you.
Happy birthday, Kate Mara, Josh Groban, JWoww, Chili from TLC, and Donal Logue. And that's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, KROQ.
Sorry, Ali, what was that?
Boom, boom, ga, boom, ga. Yeah.
It's like working with Bobby McFerrin, man.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I've always wanted someone to say it.
Don't worry. Be happy.
We are very excited about the 12th annual Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. April Foolishness.
Oh, such a fun time.
Saturday, April 4th at the Microsoft Theater. The pre-sale is today at 10.
So yeah, less than an hour.
About 55 minutes from now. You need the password by becoming a street team member, Foolish.
Uh-huh. It would be foolish not to become a street member, right?
What we're saying, if you can read between the lines, is
the
that the code is foolish.
Is foolish. Yeah, the password's foolish.
To get in.
What?
I'm
confused.
The password is foolish to get the pre-sale in less than an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you had to go to get it from the website.
You do.
Okay.
But you could also bypass that, but also become a street team member because you get really cool things. Like one time they gave someone a car.
I don't know if that really
did not included.
I'm not sure that happened.
I don't know if that happened. But we do want you to come hang out with us at April Foolishness.
Tickets start at $30.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want the VIP party, which is the meet and greet beforehand and all that kind of stuff, it's $120 right up front.
But,
it's called the ringside tickets.
Who will I even be seeing at Foolishness?
Good question, Allie. Adam Carolla, you might know him from a podcast.
Or this show.
70.
Or 10.
Mm-hmm. Or this show itself.
What?
He was on this radio show at one point in his career.
Mr. Burcham. He's the same guy, Kevin.
Mr. Burcham.
Oh, Kevin thought Mr. Burcham was real.
I did.
I get it.
Yeah. We went one time we went to Nine Inch Nails because we thought that was funny that Mr. Burcham thought that it was a night.
Right.
We went to a show with that bit. With that bit.
Very.
Because he's a carpenter.
Not just the bit.
Right.
That bit.
Amazing.
Well, things have gotten better, so come see him.
Yeah. Fortune Feimster will be there.
Who is outstandingly
hysterical.
Hilarious.
Super funny.
Great Netflix special that's just new.
It's new, sweet and salty. It is
so
hysterical.
Funny.
Who I believe will be on the show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, she's coming in.
Excellent.
Jeff Garlin.
Hysterical. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Come
hysterical.
On. The Goldbergs. He's incredible stand-up. He's coming by.
He came last time he was on the show, they have a little clock to tell comedians how much time they have.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, turn off that clock. I don't care. You're like, okay, that seems aggressive, but okay.
Sure.
We're good with that. Jen Kirkman.
The hilarious.
Seriously. If you haven't seen her two Netflix specials, I think two of the best.
She's
is
great.
So funny.
She is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed. We have Adam Ray.
Who was on the show yesterday.
Love him.
What?
Yeah, Kevin, you were here.
He was on yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
You were here.
I love him. And Steve-O.
Right.
We can make no promises about what's going to happen with Steve-O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might involve a tattoo and mugs.
We don't know. We
videos.
Don't want to know.
We don't know.
Correct.
Don't know.
And our special guest, Clownvis.
Yeah.
He is a full-on clown.
Yes.
and an Elvis impersonator at the same time.
Yes. How is that possible?
And he does music.
Dancing with the wolf man.
Dancing with the wolf man.
Yeah, dancing with the wolf man in a non-gay way.
Yeah.
Just two guys dancing.
Just two guys dancing, just two guys dancing.
We were lucky enough to stumble upon him because we were taking calls from people related to clowns, I think.
Yeah.
And his manager called in and was like, you guys got to feel... We were just making fun of this woman. Oh, calling in for her client, half clown, half Elvis.
Yeah.
And then when we started to hear his music, we fell in love with the man. He's come and visited us. We've kept in touch with him. And now we're going to see the genius at work.
She was talking about him. And as she's talking about him, I'm like, come on. And I was Googling him at the same time, and I'm like, wait, does he have a song called Don't Be a Bitch on Christmas?
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you have been a bitch, so don't be a bitch.
I mean, that's
you
good
better
advice.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better look out, I'm telling you why. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
I want people to know also, we told Adam Ray and he couldn't believe it. We don't know the real identity of Clown.
No idea.
No. We have no connection.
We don't want to know.
Yeah,
no.
He's magical. In his outfit, in his face paint. Yeah. We don't know anything personal about him because truly, I think he's actually Clownmas.
Absolutely.
I also want to thank all of the comedians because we know that Saturday night is a work night for a comedian. Friday, Saturday, Sunday basically is their work week.
Yeah.
And so all of them are doing it for free so that we can give the proceeds to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU.
Yes.
It's such a great time for two great charities, and it's going to be so fun. Tickets starting at $30, you guys, in what, 50 minutes, right, from right now?
Mm-hmm. Allie,
thank you.
Math.
Thank you. Thank you. Tickets starting at $30, but of course, if you want those ringside tickets, including the pre-show party, a t-shirt, ringside bag, those are going to run you about $125, and we made it so easy this year at AXS.com. You're going to just look on there, and it's going to say ringside seats. Mm-hmm. You just click right there if you want those. No need to search around for them. We can't make it easier for you,
legit,
a-holes.
Legit.
Clap if you'd like to see this.
All of us are clapping.
Woo! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We have time for one last look at what's happening with Allie.
This is an interesting thing, and I never thought about it, but it kind of makes sense. Rian Johnson, writer and director of Knives Out most recently.
Which was great.
Really
there
good movie,
you have it. Revealed that Apple will permit film productions to use its products on screen, but with one very big caveat. Villains can't have an iPhone on camera.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Only good guys.
Has it always been that way?
Only the good guys. I don't know if it's always been that way, but he said every single filmmaker who has a bad guy in their movie that's supposed to be secret now wants to murder me because he's letting secrets out of the bag.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm not watching a movie like, oh, look at that guy with the Android. That is the villain. Right?
No, I don't think
anyone's paying that close of attention. And if he was using an iPhone, would you be like, oh, I can't get an iPhone now? That bad guy uses an iPhone.
Listen, I don't understand it either.
It's very, very strange.
I feel like they would say it's all like subconscious and like you notice the guy you want to be, James Bond, John Wick, whoever it is, you want to be that guy. So you subconsciously see an iPhone. No, I got to get the iPhone.
I mean, John Wick couldn't even keep his dog. Like, I don't want to be that guy. The guy was just so, just haphazard, right?
Come on, he did
Who's
it. He's,
with me?
No, he's great.
Can't even keep his dog around. He's like, oh, no, my dog was taken. Yeah, pay attention to your dog. Eyes on your dog at all times, sir. I haven't seen John Wick, but I know his dog was taken.
Or John Wick 2 or 3.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did his dog? Dumb question.
Got another dog.
Right.
Dog never came back?
No, he's
no,
dead.
They killed him?
Yes. I thought he just lost it.
No, he's dead. I thought you just meant like he was a bad dog owner in a sense that he let his dog die.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
I didn't know he
No, he's dead.
Well, no wonder he's
in
so
what?
Angry.
Yes. Yeah. He gets a new dog.
Oh my God.
Right.
Okay, and that new dog is safe? Everything's fine?
That dog doesn't die.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Okay.
But everyone else in the movie does.
Right, he kills everything in his way.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone related to the people that killed the dog?
It's all related, yes.
Man, I gotta see that
movie.
It's
all gang stuff.
Actually,
you know that
great.
You know that Boban's in it.
No.
Yeah, he has a cameo in the last one.
Oh, my God. I got to see John Wick.
You should.
Why so soon?
Great movies.
Speaking of why so soon, Indiana Jones 5. After a long development process, Steven Spielberg is handing the directing reins on Indiana Jones 5 to another filmmaker for the first time in the franchise's 39-year history.
Clap if you care.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
No one's clapping.
Yeah. Sources say, while a deal hasn't closed, that director James Mangold, who did Logan and most recently Ford versus Ferrari, which, by the way, is a great movie.
Ford versus Ferrari's great.
So great.
Yeah, I agree.
He's in talks to take the job. Spielberg will remain on as a hands-on producer. And that movie is expected July of 2021. But yeah, hand off the reins. You've done it for 39 years.
Plus, you put an alien in it last time.
Right, that was a problem.
Let's hand it off to someone else.
Oh, wow.
That movie was not good.
No.
It was very bad.
I saw the first one with a big boulder coming at him.
Those are classic movies. That's
great
a classic movie.
Then they have one with Shia.
Let's give it one more try. Let's get back in the groove.
Didn't see that.
It's very bad.
Okay. All right. Speaking of bad, you guys, an Oregon man has been busted for repeatedly duping Girl Scouts, buying cookies with counterfeit money.
How dare he?
I mean, hero, am I? Oh,
no,
what?
How dare he take money from the organization?
How badly do you need Girl Scout cookies?
I mean, Samoas, I'm with you, dude. I get it.
Okay.
No. Camden Stevens, 36, of Salem, Oregon, was arrested Sunday on charges of theft and forgery after two separate Girl Scout troops reported getting bogus bills. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was fidgety. He bought a $5 box of peanut butter tagalongs, and they were like, something's not right about this, man. It's not nice. It's not nice to other people, and it's not fair, a teen Girl Scout said. And I agree. That's just mean. They're not able to recoup the losses. So the fake $20 bills came out of their own hard-earned money. Okay, I take it back.
What are you in the joint for?
That guy's a dork.
I bought some cookies from Girl Scouts with fake money.
And even worse, when they're like, oh, dude, which ones? And he's like, tag-alongs. F you.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's
the worst. They're not even Samoas. Ugh, this guy. Investigators used surveillance video and help from Walmart employees to identify him when he returned to the store on Sunday. No question to probably screw over some more Girl Scouts. I mean, we need to band together, Girl Scouts. Take down these people.
Are you a Girl Scout?
No. I was a Brownie.
What's the difference?
Brownies are younger. And
no, that's not true.
I mean, that's Kevin.
Kevin, how dare you?
I mean,
first, I heard Destiny say it. Destiny said that.
And now this.
I heard Destiny say it.
A Brownie is before you're a Girl Scout, so you're younger and you wear a little brown dress. That's all I remember.
Is that really the... That's not the only difference.
Yeah. It's a younger Girl Scouts before...
Really?
It's like a Boy Scouts before
Cubs,
you're a...
Cub Scouts.
Cub Scout.
Got
exactly.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were like two different organizations.
No,
this
it's
is just the
same.
AAA. This is
the
minor leagues.
We're waiting to be called up.
Got it.
Yeah.
Never got called up, though.
No.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Suck on the minor leagues forever.
I'll tell you why. Because Harriet Olbermann's mom was our, like, house leader.
Okay.
She didn't like me.
Oh, you had, there was a problem in the organization.
There was a problem within my organization.
Really?
And I know why she didn't like me.
Uh-huh.
Was it a jealousy thing?
It was not a jealousy. It was she was upset because my father, who worked at Cedars at the mm-hmm. time, would bring in
very deep
the cookie sheet.
Right.
And I would sell out in like a day.
So you were too good.
I was nailing it, you guys.
Really? You expect us to believe.
I was killing the cookie game.
So what you're saying.
She's like, oh, she's better than my daughter, Harriet.
Okay.
Yeah, your kid's name is Harriet.
Right. So what we're saying is.
No offense to any Harriet's listening, but come on.
LeBron James,
mm-hmm.
the Lakers said, no more LeBron, you're too good.
Essentially, yeah.
Go somewhere else and play. Or don't even play the sport
anymore. I wasn't kicked out. It was just, my God, I earned my badge.
Right.
Don't say it. I earned my cookie badge. Oh, again, don't say it.
Cookie badge?
No.
What?
The badge for banging.
Gotcha.
I earned my badge just really quickly, and then I just kept selling cookies because I'm like, I mean, I earned the badge, but why not make our troop more money? And she was like, man, I'm mad.
And then you just felt weird and you left.
I felt weird about
it. They kicked you out.
I was kicked out of the Brownies.
That's what I thought.
It's very
upsetting. She is a criminal.
I'm a criminal. None of that happened. Improv.
Wait, none of the Oberman
stuff?
No,
all of it happened.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, all of it happened.
I was like, I went for the ride, if not.
Look, it's been a weird ride this week with Allie.
Because I just looked up this Oberman girl's address, Harriet Oberman. We can find her and beat her down.
I will say, though, she did have a slumber party, and it was the first time I ever had potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Latkes.
And it changed my life. They were the greatest things I've ever had.
They're great.
So kudos to the Oberman family for that.
Is that part true?
That part's true.
Okay.
Yeah, they had these latkes. They were amazing.
Yeah.
My family, we're Irish and Scottish. We never make potato pancakes. Now, I only hang out with people that make potato pancakes. What's happening? Happy birthday, Kate Mara, Josh Groban, Jay Wow, Chili, and Donald Logan. That's what's happening.
Jeez, get us out of here.
Hey, 5 p.m., don't forget the pre-sale for April Foolishness, featuring Adam Carolla, a Fortune Feimster who's going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Jeff Garland, Jen Kirkman, Adam Ray, Steve-O, and special guest Clownvis go on sale at 10 a.m. How many minutes is that, Alex?
That is less than 12 minutes.
Yep.
Thank
she
you,
did it.
Killing it.
Done.
And if I was to go on there and it's like, oh, you need a pre-sale password, I'd be foolish not to know that password, right?
Yeah, it's foolish.
Okay.
The password is foolish. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, we have more tickets for you to stay in the suite with us on Saturday for the LA Kings.
Fun.
We are going to make up birthday songs if your birthday is Saturday.
Yeah, we did this once before for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I'd say we were 3 for 4. I think we made 3 decent songs. So this time it's birthday songs.
Listen, everybody knows that I was the failure in that one.
You were not.
You weren't.
No, there was
I think
one.
I was.
There was one song.
No, he
that
was.
Just
he
made.
Wasn't.
I
it was him.
Yes, it was mine.
He was the lead of that one.
My bad. My bad.
But what we'll say is, we feel bad for you. Your birthday is on a day that you can barely celebrate. So let's celebrate you.
That's nice.
We've got That's My Jam. We've got Keep It 100, and that's all tomorrow morning.